لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد, we continue with العقيدة الوسطية لشيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله تعالى. And the discussion is very very interesting as it deals with an aspect, as I mentioned before, which is problematic, at least to say, to many or for many Muslims. But inshallah we will finish this chapter with a total clear understanding concerning the matter of qadr, decree, preordainment or pre-decree. Now we stopped at the statement of Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, قوله فما أصاب الإنسان لم يكن ليخطئه وما أخطأه لم يكن ليصيبه. So whatever afflicts a person was never meant to miss him, and whatever misses him was never meant to afflict him. إذا أمنت بهذه الجملة اطمأننت. If you believe in this sentence, you will be in the state of tranquility. You will relax, in other words. ما أصاب الإنسان لم يكن يخطئه أبدا. Whatever afflicted you, it's always been meant to afflict you. It was never meant to miss you and to avoid you. It's been decreed. So you kind of relax. There's no shock. There's no overreaction. Why? Because it was coming, sister, and it was foretold, even in the Quran. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ الْأَخْلَيَةِ. Allah told us already that we'd be afflicted with these trials. نعم, ومعنى ما أصاب يحتمل أن المعنى ما قدر أن يصيبه فأنه لا يخطئه. That it could mean that the meaning could be whatever has been decreed to afflict him was never going to miss him. ويحتمل أن ما أصابه بالفعل لا يمكن أن يخطئه. And what is intended is whatever already afflicted you was never to have missed you. حتى لو تمنى الإنسان, وهما معنيان صحيحان لا يتنافيان. Even if you wish otherwise, and both meaning are compatible and harmonious and correct. There's no conflict between them. وما أخطأه لم يكن ليصيبه. أي ما قدر أن يخطئه فإنه لم يكن ليصيبه. Again the other way around. Whatever missed you was never meant to happen to you. يعني sometimes it happens, you want to buy something, and you put your mind, you make up your mind to buy a particular car, and then you go through the whole thing and just out of nowhere the car is gone. Somebody else buys it. And you say, man, but it was never meant for you, akhi. If it was meant for you, you'd be driving it. You'd be behind the steering wheel. If you're not behind the steering wheel, khalas, it was never meant to be yours. Never. Allah just decreed that you go through this process, it was never decreed that you will have it. So don't be sad.
It happened to me.
Just don't. I'm not the only one, yeah. Everybody, it happens to everybody.
No, the car is special.
It happens in cars and otherwise.
Money, everything that gets in.
طيب على كل حال, anyways, so don't feel bad. That's what it is. أول معنى ما أخطأه بالفعل لأنه معروف أنه غير صائب ولو تمنى الإنسان, وهما معنيان صحيحان لا يتنافيان. Same thing. طيب قال المؤلف رحمه الله, جفت الأقلام وطويت الصحف. جفت الأقلام, the pens have dried and the records have been folded, or the sheets have been folded. طويت. وهي الأقلام هي أقلام القدر التي كتب الله بها المقادير. جفت وانتهت. What is intended here by the pens, meaning they are the pens of the measurement or the decree, which Allah Azza wa Jal had, which Allah Azza wa Jal, with which Allah wrote all of the measurements of everything. It has already dried up and it's over with. Can't erase it. Can't use a corrector. Can't, highlight anything. It's khalas. The pen has dried. وَالصُّحُفْ طُوِيَتْ وَهَذَا كِنَايَةٌ عَنْ أَنَّ الْأَمْرِ انْتَهَى. And the suhuf, the sheets have been folded. This is a metonymy. A metonymy, I don't know how to explain that. Metonymy is like a symbolic language. Or, you know, in other words, this means that. Or like maybe i.e. What is intended here by that, that the matter has been terminated. It's done. You know, the pen is dried, the sheets are folded, submit, basically. Can't open them sheets and can't change anything which is has been dried already. Is that clear? That's what it's referring to here. وفي صحيح مسلم وفي صحيح مسلم عن جابر عن جابر رضي الله عنه قال جاء سراقة بن مالك بن جعشم قال يا رسول الله بين لنا ديننا كأننا خلقنا الآن. عجيب. سراقة came to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, O Messenger of Allah, explain to us our deen as if we were born now. Let's say I was just born, explain the deen to me. Explain Islam to me. فيما العمل اليوم أفيما جفت به الأقلام وجرت به المقادير أم فيما نستقبل. He told him, after he asked him that question, he said, our deen today, what are we working for? Is it concerning that? Are we working and striving for that which the pens have already dried concerning? And it's already been pre-decreed? The measurements have set in motion? Or is it in the things which we are looking forward to in the future? Or is it for the future? قال لا بل فيما جفت به الأقلام وجرت به المقادير قال ففيما العمل قال اعملوا فكل ميسر. The Prophet ﷺ told him, no. Rather, it is concerning that which the pens have dried concerning. خلاص, it's done. And that which has been already measured. That which the measurement has set in motion. So he told him, then why are we working? It's if everything has been decreed, what is the point for the deeds in the future? Yani, if the things in the future, if the things were unknown in the future, I will say, I will strive, I will change my qadha. But if the qadha is, if it's already been decreed, what am I working for? So he says, فَفِيمَ الْعَمَلْ. So for what are we working? قَالَ اِعْمَلُوا فَكُلٌّ مُيَسَّرٌ. He said, work, everyone will be facilitated towards that which has been decreed for him. You understand? يعني, as I explained before, you don't know what that decree is. No one knows what that decree is. So since it's unknown to you, what is expected of you is to do what?
Find out.
No. To follow the good. Look, Allah told you this is a path which leads to Jannah and this is a path which leads to Jahannam. And Allah knows where you're going to wind up. Where you're going to end up or wind up. But you don't know that. So you're stuck in the middle. What do? You work to go to Jannah. Now work and each will be facilitated for that which was decreed for him. If you make that effort, you will wind up in Jannah. If you don't, you will wind up in Jahannam. Now Allah knows that. You don't know. If you knew that your place is Jahannam, then you could say, oh, what am I going to do? No, no salah. Yani, if I'm going to Jahannam anyways, I might as well enjoy life. Khalas, do everything I like to do. Why? Because I know I'm going to be in Jannah for eternity. Now I have some lifespan. Let me have a party. And if you knew that you were going to Jannah, chill out. Also you kick back. Khalas, nothing mushkil, I'm going to Jannah. I can also do whatever I want. But see, if that was the case, no one would do anything. So Allah didn't tell us. Your job is to listen to the Prophet ﷺ. اِعْمَلُ. Your job is just to work. فَكُلُّ مُيَسَّرٌ. Don't worry. You will be facilitated towards that which you deserve. That's what it is. Not that Allah will arbitrarily oppress you. Allah will choose for you Jahannam when you deserve Jannah. No way. That's what we need to internalize. It's not like you say, but say, listen. Slow your roll, akhi. Not that you will ever work hard to Jannah and Allah will throw you in Jahannam. Never. Once you work for Jannah, you're going to end up there. Provided that we do the right things. It's not just an umniyah. It's not a wish. It's umniyah with amal. Yani because the Yahud and the Nasara, they wished for, you know, they wished for Jannah. And Allah says, لَيْسَ بِأَمَنِيَكُمْ. It's not according to your wishes. and not that of the people of the book. يعني it's not a wish, then it must be effort. على كل حال, our goal is, our approach is, we don't know, so we do the best we can. And don't worry, you'll be facilitated towards that which you deserve. If you strive for Jannah, that's what you deserve. If you don't care, then you know what you deserve. So alhamdulillah, it's very clear as far as I'm concerned. قوله كما قال الله تعالى الكاف في مثل هذا التعبير للتعليل. شيخ الإسلام رحمه الله said كما قال ك كما قال الله تعالى. The Shaykh said كاف, which is as here, as في مثل هذا التعبير للتعليل. As is in, believe it or not, who knows what an as is in English? No, I mean what part of speech? Is it a noun, pronoun, verb, adverb, adjective, conjunction, preposition? It's usually either an adjective or an adverb. Did you know that? Many people don't. Anyways, that's not an English class, so I cannot really elaborate on it. على كل حال, as here is for ta'lil, يعني the reason why. The reason. ألم تعلم أيها المخاطب. Allah said, ألم تعلم, do you not know? Meaning you who's being addressed. You who's being addressed. أن الله يعلم ما في السماء والأرض. عجيب this ayah in Surah Al-Hajj. Allah speaking to the creation. ألم تعلم, do you not know that Allah knows whatever is in the heavens and the earth. وهذا عام, this is general. علم لما فيهما من أعيان, علم عفوا, لما فيهما من أعيان وأوصاف وأعمال وأحوال. Allah knowledge, knowledge, علم لما فيهما, concerning that which they contain of contents, descriptions, deeds and affairs, all of them Allah knows them. إِنَّ ذَلِكَ فِي كِتَابٍ. This is the ayah now. وَهُوَ اللَّهُ مَفُظُ. Verily that is in a book. Why did we say that? Why did you say this is in a book? Why did we not say verily this is in a book? Why did you say that? إِنَّ ذَلِكَ فِي كِتَابٍ.
So the book that was folded did not look.
Yes, but the ذَلِكَ is for the close or the far?
Far.
For the far. If it was close, what do you say?
هذا.
هذا. Well, هذا قلم, هذا جوال, وذلك جوال. أو هاتف. ذلك for the far. إن ذلك. Not إن هذا. Otherwise, we have another says إن هذا. We have many others says إن هذا.
Past tense.
But it's not about the past tense. This is a demonstrative pronoun. هذا للقريب, ذلك للبعيد. For example, Allah says ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه. Even though we have the Quran here, it doesn't say this book, it says that book. Why? Because the ulama say because of its the gravity of the Quran in terms of its superiority, it's so high that we refer to it as if it's far even though it's close. You see what I'm saying? So we're just dealing here with grammar, or yeah, you can say that. على كل حال, إن ذلك في كتاب. Verily, that is in a book. What is that book? اللوح المحفوظ, the preserved or the guarded tablet. إن ذلك على الله يسير. Verily, that is easy to Allah. أي الكتاب على الله أمر يسير. Writing these matters for Allah is something very simple. So memorize this ayah. ألم تعلم أن الله يعلم ما في السماء والأرض. إن ذلك في كتاب. إن ذلك على الله يسير. You see the harmony. قوله وقال ما أصاب من مصيبة في الأرض ولا في أنفسكم إلا في كتاب, إلا في كتاب من قبل أن نبرأها إن ذلك على الله يسير. Again. And he said, Allah, whatever, no calamity befalls, occurs on earth or within yourselves, except that it is in a book before we initiate it. Okay, no calamity strikes, not on earth, not within yourselves, except that it is in a book prior to us initiating it. Inna ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرٌ. Verily that is easy for Allah. The Shaykh said, فِي الْأَرْضِ كَالْجَدْ وَالْزَلَازِلْ وَالْفَيَضَانَاتُ وَغَيْرِهَا. The calamity which happened on earth are like what?
Earthquakes.
Jed, drought. Earthquakes. Floods. Tsunami, what have you. وَلَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ. Nor in yourself, the Shaykh said, كَالْمَرَضْ وَالْأَوْبِيَ الْمُهُلِكَ وَغَيْرِ ذَلِكَ. Like sickness, like epidemics, destructive epidemics, and others. إِلَّا فِي كِتَابِ. Except that it is in a book, وَهُوَ اللَّوْحُ الْمَحْفُوظِ. It is a preserved, guarded tablet. مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنَّ نَبْرَأَ. The Shaykh said, نَبْرَأَهَا أي مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ نَخْلُقَهَا. Meaning before we created it. Before we create it. والضمير في نبرأها يحتمل أن يعود على المصيبة. Now, the ضمير, listen now. ما أصاب من مصيبة في الأرض ولا في أنفسكم إلا من كتاب إلا في كتاب من قبل أن نبرأها. The ها is known as a ضمير متصل, which is a pronoun. I call it a linked or an attached pronoun. Now, it could be possible that the ha in this nabra'aha, the ha, is referring to the musibah itself. Meaning before that calamity is initiated. Before that calamity is created. وَيَحْتَبَلَ نَعُودَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ. Or it could be in reference to the earth. Meaning before we even created the earth, this has been written in the book. This musibah has been written in the book before the earth was created. والكل صحيح. And the Shaykh said, and both are correct. Because the truth of the matter is that calamity was pre-decreed before Allah initiated and created that calamity itself, and even before Allah created the earth on which the calamity took place. You get it? So regardless of what the ha is referring to, whether it is damir going back to al-musibah or al-ard, both cases the meaning is correct. فالمصيبة قد كتبت قبل أن يخلقها الله عز وجل. The decree or the calamity has been written before Allah created it. وقبل أن يخلق نفس المصابة. النفس المصابة. And before Allah created that soul which has been afflicted, also Allah created that مصيبة. وقبل أن يخلق الأرض. And before Allah created the earth. وفي صحيح مسلم عن عبد الله بن عمرو رضي الله عنهما قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كتب الله مقادير الخلائق قبل أن يخلق السماوات والأرض بخمسين ألف سنة قال وكان عرشه على الماء. In Sahih Muslim, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, Allah had written the measurements of the creation before He created the heavens and the earth in 50,000 years. And His throne used to be over water. The throne of Allah was over water. Now the throne of Allah is over what? Everything. Is over the Firdaus, which is the highest point. The highest point. And then Allah Azza wa Jal is above the throne. Above the throne in a manner which befits His majesty. The exactness of that, the howness of that, the manner of that is none of our business. But what we do know is that Allah Azza wa Jal is the creator of all creation, and the throne is part of the creation of Allah. And Allah doesn't need anything, everything needs Allah. And that Allah is separate from His creation. He's not part of them. He's not mixed with them, as many people may claim. Ah. طيب. So that's why we say the heavens and the earth. And that Allah Azza wa Jal, you know, decreed this 50,000 years before He created them. This because the pen was told to write back then at the Maqadir. This is how you bring these two narrations together.
The year that is reported is not the our year, right?
Why not?
Somewhere I heard different year.
Well, I don't know.
I have also the same question.
Well, we cannot, if there's no explanation, and we need to refer back to the explanation, but the asl, the fundamental principle is that Allah Azza wa Jal will speak to the people according to what was known to them. Yani the deen, it could not be mysterious. and statements like that could not be misunderstood by the people. There must be clarity amongst the those who received the da'wah, the Sahaba. So we have to go back to the Sahaba and see what they understood when it was said to them 50,000 years. Unless the Prophet ﷺ explained that these 50,000 years are of different kind. If we don't have such an evidence, then it doesn't matter what anyone else thinks. So we need to verify that. Now if that was a point, I think the Shaykh would mention it. And if you want, you know, investigate and share with us your discoveries. Okay? But we cannot assume that without an evidence, just because someone said.
So we conclude that here is...
We don't conclude, Shaykh. We said we verify.
No. Subject to that, our basic understanding is...
We stick to the apparent meaning.
Apparent meaning.
If I told you I'll see you in 1 week, you know what I'm saying? It usually means 1 week. Unless, according to this culture, 1 week means 25 days. You know what I'm saying?
Same logic is God created the heavens and earth in 6 days.
No. Why no? Why? Look, guys, ma'alish. These are aspects of the deen, by the way, which the ulama usually do not dwell into. Because this is ilm la yanfa'. This is knowledge which benefits not. What difference does it make? Whether it was 6 regular days or 6 million days or 6 million years and 6 days, what difference does it make to us? Honestly, nothing. So the ulama said this is part of knowledge. If it wasn't taught to us, meaning you don't need to know it. So you don't, this is called tanattu', and you don't mean that. But this is called a form of extremism and going into subject matters and details which are not really required of you. Now, if we go back to the ulama and we find that the ulama spoke about this extensively, based on evidences, then we say, okay, we can take a position. Otherwise, even if the ulama sometimes speak about these matters, the ulama label these things as unimportant. علمٌ يعني علمٌ لا نفع من ورائه. No genuine benefit. It doesn't increase your iman. Okay, let's say Allah created them in 6 days as we know them today, 24 hours. Or these 6 days, the day could mean 10 years. طيب. And now what? Your salah is going to be any better? Is your iman going to grow? Is your relationship with Allah is going to improve? Absolutely not.
The reason why this is interesting to me is because on paper, when did he create Adam? On the seventh day? Excuse my ignorance. He created the heavens and the earth in 6 days. And when did he create Adam?
I don't know.
Because what interests me is that before Adam was created, there was like dinosaurs and creatures that do not exist today. So they had a time span and then they died out and then Adam was created. That's what interests me.
It's interesting, I agree with you, but yeah, it remains to be just a trivial knowledge. Let's just call it trivial. It makes no difference really in concerning our iman. It's good to have general knowledge. It's something that, you know, people who know bits and pieces of these things or may use it to analyze other things like dinosaurs and what have you. Interesting. So we have to refer back to the scholars.
What is my takeaway? 50 years is, as it is said, years. Days is, we don't know.
You don't trust my first statement?
Just trying to conclude.
But we conclude.
Days means days is not discussed.
Unless someone produces an evidence which proves otherwise. Yeah, Jamaat al-Khair. Again, we heard. That's not knowledge. We heard. No, we know that on يوم القيامة في يوم كان مقداره 50,000 سنة. We understand that in the Quran that Allah spoke about these things. There are references in the Quran. But now the application on what they apply. Do they apply on the 6 days of creation, or do they apply on whatever Allah mentioned in Surah Al-Ma'arij and the surah where these ayat were mentioned? So you have to refer back to the scholars and the tafsir and see in what aspect did they understand these hadith. Otherwise, we hear many things. Someone heard that, you know, you can marry your wife's sister. Well, that's wild because the Quran says no. But he heard.
Yeah, he's referring to the hadith about the Dajjal.
Mahada. Okay, again, this is, then it's mentioned in a particular context. Now, can you come to the days of Dajjal, okay, and apply them to the 6 days of creation? This is where, unless we have an evidence, unless that has an independent, direct evidence. If not, we have to hold back. Yani, what I'm saying is, we need to, you know, be careful of trying to integrate different understandings together and we come up with some innovation. Because that's what I see this may lead to. You don't mean that. But this may lead to some innovative understanding that you only understand. That these 6 days could be a million years for one day, so then it's 6 million years for creation of the heaven and the earth. Then where did you get that understanding from? Well, because another ayah said that one day is equal to 1,000 years, but that's not what there's a mention in this. So you have to slow down. If you're very excited about this, research it online. Go to Google and you know, look up Islamic reliable websites and see what the scholars have said. Get the Tafsir of Ibn Kathir, see what Tafsir of Ibn Kathir said in English. But don't conclude anything on your own. So according to the apparent meaning and the Sheikh's explanation, it's 50,000 years just as we know it. And for us to believe otherwise, we need a strong evidence. When we have it, we'll all submit. Don't worry, I'll be the first inshallah. But until then, slow your roll. طيب ثم بين نعم أين وصلت الله المستعان قوله وهذا التقدير التابع العلمي سبحانه يكون في مواضع جملة وتفصيلة. على كل حال, this measurement which is you know, part of Allah's knowledge سبحانه وتعالى, it is in different situations, general and specific. It's either general and specific or both general and specific. قوله في مواضع, يعني مواضع غير اللوح المحفوظ, يعني they are areas or situations or aspects where it is not part of the preserved tablet. We will see what that means. ثم بين هذه المواضع بقوله. Then Allah Azza wa Jal explained these, or Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah explained them in the following manner. فقد كتب في اللوح المحفوظ ما شاء. Allah has written in the لوح المحفوظ whatever He willed. In the preserved tablet, Allah had written whatever He willed. وَإِذَا خَلَقَ جَسَدُ الْجَنِينَ قَبْلَ نَفْخِ الرُّوحِ فِيهِ بَعَثَ إِلَيْهِ مَلَكًا. And when Allah creates the body of the fetus before the soul is blown into him, Allah sends forth an angel. فَيُؤْمَرْ بِأَرْبَعْ كَلِمَاتٍ. We learned this before. So he's commanded with 4 words. فَيُقَلْ لَهُ, it will be said to him, اُكْتُبْ, write, رِزْقَهُ, his sustenance, provision, وَأَجَلُهُ, his lifespan, وَعَمَلُهُ, his deeds, وَشَقِيٌ أَمْ سَعِيدٌ, whether he will be wretched or happy, وَنَحْوِ ذَلِكَ, and the likes. فَهَذَانِ مَوْضِعًا, these are two then situations. الأول اللوح المحفوظ وسبق دليل ذلك وتفصيل قول فيه. So then now here, this decree is found in two places. The first one is the preserved tablet, which we've already discussed and provided the evidence for. والثاني الكتاب العمرية أو العمرية التي تكون للجنين في بطن أمه. The second is in the book of lifespan, which is with the fetus in his mother's womb. وسبق دليل في حديث ابن مسعود. We also refer to that in the hadith of ابن مسعود, which is the one we also quoted right now. Don't crack your knuckles. والموضع الثالث, the third one is, وما أشار إليه بقوله ونحو ذلك. And Shaykh al-Islam Taymiyyah said ونحو ذلك. What is a نحو ذلك? And the likes, and something along these lines. وهو التقدير الحولي الذي يكون في ليلة القدر. And that is the yearly, annual decree which happens on ليلة القدر. So we have three, okay? We have what is with Allah in the preserved tablet. Khalas. We have that which the angel is commanded to write for his lifespan, his provision, happy or sad, what have you. And then we have the yearly decree in Laylatul Qadr. Annual. Hawli, from Hawl. فَإِنَّ لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ يُكْتَبُ فِيهَا مَا يَكُونُ فِي تِلْكَ السَّنَةِ. Laylatul Qadr, in it is written what will occur on that particular year. On that year. كما قال تعالى فيها يفرق كل أمر حكيم أمرا من عندنا إنا كنا مرسلين إنا كنا مرسلين سورة الدخان آيات 4 and 5. Therein decreed every matter of ordainment, a command from us, verily we were ever sending messengers. We were sending senders. قال المؤلف رحمه الله فهذا التقدير قد ينكره غلاة القدرية قديما ومنكروه اليوم قليل. This kind of تقدير used to be was denied by the extremists among the Qadariyya in the earlier times, and those who deny today are a few. A few are those who deny that kind of decree, which is what this we'll see. هذا التقدير يعني العلم والكتابة, the knowledge and the writing. وينكره غلاة القدرية قديما, the extremists among the Qadariyya, you know the Qadariyya, those who deny Qadar. They denied it. ويقولون إن الله لا يعلم أفعال العبد إلا بعد وجودها. They used to say that Allah does not know about the actions of the slave until after the slave commits them. Allah didn't have prior knowledge to that. وأنها لم تكتب, and it was never pre-decreed. It was never written that you will do such and such. ويقولون إن الأمر أنفس, and that the matter is renewal. It's a form of renewal. No, not renewal. Meaning every matter is fresh from beginning. There's nothing that is related to the decree of Allah Azza wa Jal. Everything is like
So according to them, there's no preserved tablet.
Well, I don't know whether they believe that or not, but the idea is that they don't believe that that was decreed. It's something Allah knows afterwards. أي مستأنف, meaning it's renewable. لكن متأخروه ما قروا بالعلم والكتابة. These are the early ones, but the modern ones, they've admitted and believed in the knowledge and in the kitaba, and that something has been written. وَأَنْكَرُوا الْمَشِيَةَ وَالْخَلْقِ, but they denied Allah's will and Allah's creation. وَهَذَا بِالنِّسْبَ لِأَفْعَالِ الْمَخْلُوقِينَ, and they denied concerning the actions of the creation. يعني they don't believe that your actions were decreed. أَمَّا بِالنِّسْبَ لِأَفْعَالِ اللَّهِ فَلَا أَحَدْ يُنْكِرْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَالِمْ بِهَا قَبْلَ وُقُوعِهَا. As for the actions of Allah, there isn't any Muslim for this matter who denies that Allah knows about that which will happen before it happens, concerning Allah's actions, not those of the creation. وَهَؤُلَاءِ الَّذِينَ يُنْكِرُونَ عِلْمَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْعَالِ الْعَبْدِ حُكْمُهُمْ فِي الشَّرْعِ أَنَّهُمْ كُفَّارٌ. الله أكبر. Those who deny that Allah knows the actions of a slave, the actions or the deeds of slaves before they do them, they are kuffar. The ruling on them in Islam is that they are kuffar. Those who deny that Allah knows what you will do. لأنهم كذبوا قول الله تعالى والله بكل شيء عليم, because they have belied Allah's statement, Allah knows everything. وغير من آيات وخالفوا المعلوم بالضرورة من الدين, and other ayat which clearly say that Allah knows everything. وأن الله قد أحاط بكل شيء عِلْمَ, Allah has encompassed everything with His knowledge. So how do you say that Allah doesn't know something? That's kufr. That's kufr. And you went against that which is known by religion, in the religion by necessity. Something which you know, you can't be ignorant of. Like someone doesn't know tawheed. Then what kind of Muslim are you? I mean, Islam is tawheed. Subhanallah. على كل حال, الدرجة الثانية من درجات الإيمان بالقدر. The second degree or level in those of believing in قدر. قوله أما درجة ثانية يعني من درجات الإيمان بالقدر, قوله فهي مشيئة الله النافذة. It is the effective will of Allah. وقدرته الشاملة, and Allah's all encompassing power. وهو الإيمان بأن ما شاء الله كان. It is to believe that whatever Allah wills, it will be. وما لم يشأ لم يكن. Whatever Allah did not will, it will not be. وأنه ما في السماوات وما في الأرض من حركة ولا سكون إلا بمشيئة الله سبحانه. And that there isn't anything in the heavens and the earth, any movement or any lack of movement, except that it is by Allah's will. By Allah's will. If Allah didn't will it, it's not going to happen. يعني أن نؤمن بأن مشيئة الله نافذة في كل شيء. You must believe that Allah's will is effective and effective all across the board in everything. سواء كان مما يتعلق بفعله أو يتعلق بأفعال المخلوقين, be it the actions of his slaves or the actions of Allah himself. Anything, it's by the will of Allah. وأن قدرته شاملة, and that Allah's power is encompassing, all encompassing. وما كان الله ليعجزه في من شيء في السماوات ولا في الأرض إنه كان عليما قديرا. And there isn't such a thing which can escape Allah Azza wa Jalla in the heavens and the earth. There's no such thing which can escape Allah in the heavens and the earth. Verily Allah is ever all-knowing, omnipotent. And this is a term which you familiarize yourself with, omnipotent and omnipotence. Omnipotence هي القدرة, omnipotent قدير, meaning is able to do all things. And many Christians are familiar with these, you know, terms, and they refer to their God as being omnipotent and also omniscient, all knowledgeable. So the one who knows everything is omniscient, and one who's able to do all things is omnipotent. Of course, the pronunciation is different than the spelling. It's O-M-N-I-O-M-N-I-P-O-T-E-N-T. I remember when I first learned it, I used to say omnipotent. Yeah, remember? Don't tell anyone. Oh, too late. Delete that part, barakallah fi.
Omnipotent, what is omnipotent?
La, I just told you the correct pronunciation. You're still going to speak to the old one? Omnipotent. Sure, Ibrahim.
Another one?
We need to fix our tongue, Ibrahim. You're going to give da'wah, Ibrahim.
Sure.
You tell them omnipotent, they say, get off the stage. Omnipotent and omniscient.
What is spelling omniscient?
Like science. C-S-C-I-E-N-I-N-T, if I'm not mistaken. You can look it up in a dictionary. What do you have a dictionary for? طيب, omniscient and omnipotent. على كل حال ما في مشكلة. نعم. وهذه الدرجة تتضمن شيئين, المشيئة والخلق. Now this degree contains two things: مشيئة, the will of Allah, and the creation of Allah. أما المشيئة فيجب أن نؤمن بأن مشيئة الله تعالى نافذة في كل شيء, وأن قدرته شاملة لكل شيء من أفعاله وفعل مخلوقين. الشيخ repeats. The first thing is مشيئة. We must believe that Allah's will is effective all across the board, and Allah's ability and power, omnipotence, encompasses everything, be it His own actions or the actions of His creation. وَأَمَّا كَوْنَا شَامِلَ أَفْعَالِ فَالْأَمْرُ فِي أَظْهَارِ. As for that encompassing Allah's actions, that's known already, because it's Allah's actions, He knows them, subhanahu. وَأَمَّا كَوْنَا شَامِلَ أَفْعَالِ مَخْلُوقِينَ. As for it encompassing the actions of the creation, فَإِنَّ الْخَلْقَ كُلُّهُمْ مُلْكٌ لِلَّهِ تَعَالَى. All of the creation are part of the dominion of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا يَكُونُ فِي مُلْكِهِ إِلَّا مَا شَاءَ. And nothing will happen in Allah's dominion except that which He wills, because He owns it. He's the owner, the ultimate owner. والدليل على هذا, the evidence for that, قوله تعالى فلو شاء لهداكم أجمعين. Allah said, if Allah willed, He would have guided all of you. If Allah willed, He would have guided all of you, if He willed. وقوله سبحانه ولو شاء ربك لجعل الناس أمة واحدة. If your Lord willed, He would have made all of people a single nation. وقوله تعالى ولو شاء الله ما اقتتل الذين من بعدهم من بعد ما جاءتهم البينات ولكن اختلفوا فمنهم من آمن ومنهم من كفر ولو شاء الله ما اقتتلوا. And if Allah willed, they would have never fought the succeeding generations after the clear proofs came to them, but they differed. So among them are those who believed, and among them are those who disbelieved. And if Allah willed, they would have never fought. Fought is the past tense of fight, obviously. So if Allah willed, they would have never fought, meaning Allah is telling us explicitly, if Allah willed, they would have never fought, meaning they fought by the will of Allah. فهذه الآيات تدل على أن أفعال العباد متعلقة بمشيئة الله. These ayat indicate and allude to the fact that the actions of the slaves are dependent on the will of Allah, are relevant and to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وهذه نعم وقوله لا يكون في ملكه إلا ما لا يريد. Nothing in Allah's dominion will happen except that which He wills. هذه العبارة تحتاج إلى تفصيل. This expression requires elaboration. لا يكون في ملكه ما لا يريد بالإرادة الكونية. I'm not going to translate because I want you to think about this over the next few days, regular days. Okay, not any other days, because you see me in 10 years, you say that you said a few days, and to me the day is 1 year. He doesn't even know that I'm speaking to. But think about it. We said that nothing in Allah's dominion happens except that which He wills. Question: does Allah want people to disobey and disbelieve? Think about it. How do we understand that? Does Allah want the people to disobey and disbelieve? Answer yourself, then whatever the answer, then how do we say that nothing happens except by Allah's will? If you say that Allah doesn't will it, then how do you say nothing will happen except that which Allah wills, and then you say Allah doesn't will? doesn't want people to disbelieve and to disobey. So think about how do we adequately understand this, what appears to be a conflict, even though it is one of the simplest things in the deen. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين صلى الله وسلم على نبينا